Support for this episode of The Final Score comes from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com. Use the codes FROG1, FROG2, or FROG3. Save you money on all kinds of stuff like brand new domains, renewals, and more at GoDaddy.com.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Final Score, episode 128 is all. Just 28, not
holy
three
moly,
digits.
100.
I looked at a different
it's
number.
It's a milestone.
Here. It's a milestone for sure. We jumped to 128 episodes in a blink of an eye. It is episode 28 for October 29th. That makes sense. 2010. That's a lot of 20s. I don't even know what to do with it all. My name is Scott Johnson. I am joined, of course, ladies first, by Nicole Spagnolo. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. I'm finally recovered.
Yeah, I was going to say, truly, not only a lady of Leet, but a expat of the BlizzCon treatment 2010. You're going to talk a little bit about that here in a minute, I hope.
I survived the nerd cold.
Yeah. Did you not get one? Or did you get sick?
Did not. I made it out alive.
I heard not a lot of people got the plague. It's good.
Yeah, I carry Purell around with me everywhere.
I heard that doesn't work.
Smart woman.
I heard it's like 5% effective.
If it's the 5% I need.
And it's given you...
Yeah, that's 5% more than not having any at all.
And it's given you Don Knotts hands. So eventually your hands are just going to be dried.
Well, don't use them. You don't use it all the time. That's it. I mean, that's not good. Right. So
yeah, so don't do that. And even if it's not effective, hey, the placebo effect is in effect and it's working. Also with us, Brian Dunaway. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here. Scott beats me when he turns off the recording.
Yep, every time. You see me all nice to you on air. Like, I'm always nice and saying, how's it going? And I'm interested in your life. But after this all ends, the lights go down. It's back in your hole, you runny bastard.
It's a beating. It's a beating and it's some smack talk. Hey, speaking of hand sanitizer, who's going to see Saw 3D this weekend with their 3D fecal matter glasses?
You. Can we talk about this real quick? So Brian finds this article or something you saw where they did a study of all those stupid 3D glasses that you borrow while you're at the movie theater. So if you go see Avatar.
Even the ones wrapped up in the wrappers, like was it Real D?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, because the guys putting them in the wrappers aren't wiping their butt right, if you want to know the answer.
Poopy glasses.
Was clean. Put them back in there.
Can I get?
I mean, it's just we all get this safe feeling from things that are wrapped in plastic. But I mean, really, I mean, all it is you know one of those little heat seal things that ends the seals the plastic in, and that's it. They can throw them back out there.
Yeah, for all I know, this bottle of Dasani bottled water from the Coca-Cola bottling company. Yeah. For all I know, this has been up some, you know, sad man's bum. I don't know.
It's true.
It's possible.
But the point,
you never know.
The point behind the story was they took like a sampling from different places, different theater houses, some that washed their own glasses and others who had the Real D and stuff. And they took them to an independent lab and they had them studied.
Yep.
And they found funguses and they also found fecal matter on the glasses.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yuck.
That is foul.
So the next time you go to see the 3D, whether it be Saw 3D this weekend for Halloween or whatever, make sure you take some Purell or some kind of wipes and wipe off your 3D glasses.
Once again, this third thing in the column of reasons I don't like 3D. First being, it bugs me and gives me a headache. Secondly, I forgot the second thing. Third thing, there's poo on my glasses. Okay.
Brian's trying to take down the whole industry.
I'm just going to say
there's only one thing. Poo.
I was going to say, forget about all your other reasons. Reason number one is clear. There's poo on your glasses, even if they're in plastic. And I'm here to tell you that even if you get a Sony Bravia TV with 3D technology to play with your PlayStation 3 like they so badly want you to do, there's still going to be poo on those glasses somehow. I just know it.
There's some dude pooing right now as fast as he can to get them on your glasses.
Deep in the factory city of Shenzhen. Some guy's pooping on your glasses as we speak. Anyway, thanks, Brian. That's a great story. We really appreciate it. So let's get right into it. We're coming off a week where Nicole left and was in at BlizzCon, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But before we do that, I want to talk about some of the games we've been up to playing and using and having. I got a Move controller.
Did you really?
And a Move game that came with it. And then my kids.
You're one of the 1 million.
I am. Right? 1 million sold in the Americas. So in Latin and North America, there are 1 million of these in people's hands, which is, I don't know, it's not bad for.
But they're claiming this is like a victory, right? It's like, we've sold 1 million. And then on the other hand, I read an article about. Medal of Honor only selling like 3 million, and they're considering that, like the analysts are considering that a flop.
Well, they probably categorize these two things differently. Like a third party game is one category, especially if you compare it to budget or whatever. And then if you're a first party hardware developer and you're releasing a, a new accessory or something, I'll bet 1 million is good because, well, first of all, here's why I think it's good for Sony. Sony did a piss poor job of advertising this thing in the first place.
That's true.
Yeah. That horrible. True. Nobody knew it was there. My wife, okay, who's married to me. That makes sense. We go into a store. She sees it on the shelf and says, "What's that?" And I said, "You don't know what that is?" She's like, "No, I never even heard of it." And I realized, oh my gosh, common Joe public, they're not being informed. Sony, yes. I don't know what your problem is. I do know what their problem is. Sony has Microsoft's disease in this one way. Okay, and I'm going to take some heat for this, but trust me, I'm a Sony fanboy. I love my PS3, but they give up on stuff too quick, and they don't really get behind it. So I would argue the PSP is a prime example of this. Yes,
they won't even give up on the PS2 if they're still making them.
No, the PS2, the PS2 was a huge success. What I'm saying is the stuff they put their guts behind, they succeed. When they kind of go, I guess we ought to do something in the handheld market. What do you want to do?
Yeah, like the PSP Go.
Here, PSP Go users, buy this really expensive piece of hardware that you don't really need. Oh, and by the way, these three new huge releases this year, they're not coming out on digital. You can only get them on the UMD, which you don't have a damn drive for in that thing. So sorry. That's effing effed up. And to make matters worse, I feel like Move is in that same boat. I feel like they're like, well, we got to have motion control, so here you go.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. You know, okay, go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
You know what's interesting is I went to GameStop this past weekend, and I noticed there were already a couple of controllers used with fecal matter ready to go.
Yep.
To be picked up. So, yeah, people are it's not exactly maybe everybody's taste, because it seems like people are bringing them back.
Let me tell you what I thought. So we fired it up, and it is as advertised, extremely accurate, pinpoint controls, one to one. Kind of amazed by it. Like, it's impressive technology.
How far away from the screen are you? Because I get ticked in my Wii.
Not very. So, and that stuttering you get with your Wii, you don't get that with this.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's nice. Good.
Yeah, it's very smooth, very clean. So all those kind of point and
click. Is it fast?
Yeah, very fast. The lag issue you were talking about, not noticeable at all. Yeah. If it's there at all to me, I can't tell.
Very cool.
We got that stupid feed the little virtual pet iPad thing. It's to kind of throw. I mainly got that for the show because I wanted to talk about whether this thing worked or not. It's all right. It's kind of cool. I mean, this idea that you're working in virtual space is sort of working a little bit. I have bad lighting in that room, so anyway, there's a lot of reasons why it could have probably been better. But the control and the actual
We got to stop making excuses for controllers, because I mean, when Kinect comes out, I mean, we're already looking at so many limitations. It's like, okay, I have to stand here and just stand on this point. Has to be within this area.
Yeah.
You can't, if you have a second person, you got to be in this area. No, I mean, you've got to just make it work.
Yeah, I feel that way about
any requirement.
The Wii was like that too, with the sensor bar being way oversensitive to bright lights and all that kind of stuff. But But anyway, I was amazed by the accuracy and the speed of the tech. It's very, very good that way. Okay. They have me at that. The game's out so far for this thing, kind of crap. Like, just all like really bad mini game collections. They're just kind of copying the Wii's points of success, but doing them in really mediocre ways. Like, if you're going to just copy Wii Sports, you better blow my mind. But they're not.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, just more stuff to do. And it's fine. And there's some stuff coming down the pipe that kind of has me a little bit interested and excited. But on the whole, I don't feel like their guts are in this.
I found the sports, they're trying to go for more of a real instead of cartoony, like the Wii.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah. Except everyone has really short legs.
So,
Everyone has stubby legs like Brian, which I can't figure out why they would do that in the game.
I like that.
The art design. So what? Sorry.
I want to ask. What did you buy? Did you buy the bundle?
I got the bundle with the game and the one controller and the camera. Yeah, the whole thing. Okay.
Does that bundle come with you?
With the what?
Does that bundle come with the little nunchuck thing?
No, it does not. That's another sucker deal.
Yes. So how do you shoot the arrow things? That's what I was curious about, because there's like one sport that you have to have. Every time I see it, they show the person with two controllers.
Yeah, you can do it with the nice thing about it is everyone says, well, it should include that navigator controller like the nunchuck with the Wii. And the truth is you don't really need that thing. I mean, it's I've yet to have a use for it. I can think of I'm sure there are games that are going to come that will benefit greatly from it for movement reasons or whatever. Platformers and shooters and stuff like that. But right now, no real need for it, because two move controllers work for that archery thing great. But I only have one.
Two controllers though?
No, I only have one. So the way they do that is they can still just use the one, but it's a lot less sort of interactive, because with two, you're kind of holding your bow and your movement up and down is controlling that. With one, you're kind of controlling all of it by pulling it back, and it's controlling up and down and side to side and all your access stuff. So I could see why it would be better to have that second controller, and it's fine. It's all fine, but none of it was like, oh my gosh, I am freaking blown away by this amazing freaking thing. What they need to do is get back to what makes gamers interested in your freaking tech, and that is games, and you need to advertise it better. This is freaking terrible. Get Kevin, what's his name out? Kevin Butler doing more ads for Move, and you'll sell more of them. It's just goofed up. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but just suffice it to say, just kind of mediocre launch for me. It's like, all right, cool, whatever. And
if you had to pick between Wii and Move, which one would you pick?
Oh, I would totally. Well, for game library, you have to go Wii. I mean, there's just more games using motion control. But then again, all my favorite games on the Wii use very little motion control. Like,
same here.
Super Mario Galaxy uses motion control, but kind of it's you could do it on a controller. Let's put it that way. If they let you, that you could. Well, the same is true of most of the other games that I really enjoy on the Wii. Most of my favorite games on the Wii are the Wiimote turned sideways and acting like an old NES controller.
I always try that first thing whenever I'm playing a Wii game. Yeah. It's like, okay, can I turn this sideways and do this? No, crap.
Right. Yeah.
That's how Kirby Epic Yarn, which we'll talk about, is.
Yeah, totally. So that's how you do that whole thing. I know there's some motion stuff in there, but that's primarily how you play it.
Very small.
And so if you're asking me based on library and games available, I'd say Wii. But then again, we're not talking about motion control very much. But if you're talking purely about the technology, like how does this Move controller compare to a Wii controller? It's hands down more accurate. It's really, really good. I'm not playing anything fun with it. That's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering, so how long has PS3 been out? How many years?
06, and holiday of 06. So whatever that
06.
Is.
06. So that's 4 years ago?
Yeah. Same with the Wii was same month.
So I'm just thinking, how much longevity are you going to get out of this Move until the next console is going to be announced?
Well, if Sony has their way, they're still 5-6 years of life in it. And I'm not so sure Microsoft doesn't feel that way too. There doesn't seem to be any rush to get new base hardware out. What they're doing instead is rushing to get movement control crap out. And Microsoft or Sony aren't about to go, well, I don't know. This could be the one way Sony kind of trumps Microsoft, because Microsoft really is going all in with Kinect. I mean, they're like making a huge deal about this. Sony not so much.
Yeah, they're even kind of, I'm not going to lie, they're playing a little bit of scare tactics with people, because they're going, oh, you got to get the new Xbox 360 because it's Kinect compatible. And it's like, so I have to have one? I have to have one then?
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of doing that. I think they're kind of, fleecing people with that a little bit.
A little bit, but the bottom line is they are planning on having the 360 go unchanged for a while. And Sony could like freak everybody out and go PS4 bing, but I don't think they want to do that either. They love that their consoles go 10-15 years. The PS2
is finally selling now.
Yeah, the PS2 is selling a ton. The PS3 sales are up. I don't see them turning that corner anytime soon. But all of that being said, I will be open-minded about this. And if cool games come along, if SOCOM is awesome with the Move support, I'm interested. If Killzone is good with the move support, I'm interested. And I'm hearing
Dead
really
Space 2?
Oh yeah, Dead Space 2. I forgot about that. I've been hearing really good things about Killzone 3, so I'm kind of stoked about that game. But I
all
don't,
right.
I don't
I'm
know
on
if
Amazon
I
right now.
Yeah.
I'm on Amazon right now and I'm looking at the PlayStation Move Starter Bundle.
Yeah.
Am I adding this to my cart and buying it? That's what I'm asking you right now.
All right, knowing that you're dad with kids.
Yeah, $99 free shipping.
My answer is maybe. First of all, I'd tell you go to Costco. You can get it for $89.
$10. I'm not worried about it. That's $10. I'm not. It took me like 3 hours to get to Costco.
Oh well, we're there. We got a Costco like up the road, so we go there all the time. I don't know, Brian. I don't know.
Do you have a Wii? Do you already have a Wii?
I have a Wii.
I would wait until the price goes down, until they have more games, and
all right.
Deal with the Wii because you have a better selection of games and you're dealing with your kids.
Do you do this every show, Brian? Is your mouse poised to buy something at Amazon every week?
You just never know, man. I have my finger. I have a certain amount of budget for that kind of stuff, and I've been considering it. And when I saw you had bought it, I was like, well, this might be cool. Might be able to check it out, but.
Hold off for now.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I would
I'm hearing
too.
You people.
Unless your kids are saying, I gotta have this game, then look at it for, you know.
I can wait.
For the holidays, you know, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, hold off for now.
Right. They're gonna drop the price.
Yeah, at some point. They're gonna have to drop the price. They're gonna have to start putting games out that I care about, and that all seems like it's coming. So just hold tight. Don't do it just yet. It's not going anywhere.
All right. I'm not pulling the trigger just yet. I looked at the Kinect and I was thinking about pre-ordering it too, but I'm going to wait just a little bit longer.
All right, man, I went a long time on that. I apologize. Just to round things out, I played a bunch of WoW. Fallout 3, cracked it open. I decided that I didn't want to go to New Vegas. I wanted to start with 3, so playing 3 on the PC.
Really?
It's only $29 in this game.
And you're not missing much.
That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing Vegas is all right.
Really?
More of the same.
Well, and honestly, I'm wondering... After they finish Fallout 3, they just start working on New Vegas, and they're using the same engine. There's nothing graphically different about this game at all.
Except the same glitches persist. Same lockup, same bullcrap. Yeah.
Yeah.
That engine's goofy anyway. I mean, it's essentially the Oblivion engine, and they just keep milking it and milking it. And Obsidian did this one, so they're kind of like Treyarch was to what's-their-names over at Activision with Modern Warfare and all that and Call of Duty.
How are you enjoying Fallout 3?
I love it so far.
Are you enjoying
it? Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Love it. It's great. It's still, but it's janky. Like, even Fallout 3, all these years later, they haven't patched all the most obnoxious bugs out of it yet. Drives me crazy.
Are you playing the PS3 version?
No, PC.
Oh, you're playing the PC version.
What?
Yeah.
$29 on Steam, dude. It's cheaper.
But it's $19 for just the regular game on PS3.
I told you like 2 months ago I would send you mine for the PS3.
Oh, I didn't know you. I didn't know you had it.
I told you that.
We're taking this off air.
What a jerk.
It's fine, but it's great.
Am I going to get it beaten?
It looks infinitely better on the PC, I will say that. It looks really, really nice, and there are features there visually that you don't get on the console version. So I'm very happy to keep playing it. It's fun. I dig it. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little hard at first to figure out where the hell to go, but other than that, I kind of lead you through, and it's fine.
You mean when you're a baby?
Here's the big kicker, dude. So BlizzCon comes and goes, and the big talk at BlizzCon, sure it wasn't much talk at all news-wise, but... The big talk was Diablo 3 and everybody getting really psyched about Diablo. So in a gut reaction to all this Diablo talk, I went back and kept playing some more Torchlight. And
yes,
I forgot how much I love Torchlight. Torchlight is awesome.
It is great.
Yeah.
Have you downloaded all the mods and stuff?
I've downloaded a bunch and I haven't installed. Yeah. Some of them I'm nervous to because they say, if you haven't finished the game yet, don't install this because it'll jack you up. So
it
I'm
will.
Going to win.
Yeah, be very careful.
That happened to you, right? Like you lost a character or something that way.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but yeah, I did lose a character.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I am going to finish it first. I'm way far into the game, and I love that game. I really love that game. Now Nicole is going to talk for a minute here about. I don't think she gets the action RPG genre very well. Like we're going to talk about that because I have a theory about that and why you don't.
Okay.
And I've been constantly tempted to get Super Meat Boy and keep avoiding it, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that yet, but I kind of want to play that game. I hear it's incredibly punishing and very hard, and so hard that you want to throw a controller through a wall. And maybe I don't want that kind of
favorite.
I don't know if I feel like getting beat up right now by a game, but it's I can tell you that the soundtrack, which got released here recently, is awesome. In fact, here's a taste. Do you want to hear this? Check it out.
Give me a little bit.
All right.
Play DJ. Yeah. Coming out of the jam for the 808.
It's way good. Way good.
It's way good.
I love that soundtrack. Good. It's great. Anyway, yeah. I haven't played the game yet, but I'm just so tempted. That's it for me. That's what I played. Torchlight really is the big... I mean, I know the game's been out a year, and I played the hell out of it when I first got it, but I got distracted with all these other games, and I'm just back to loving it. Such a great game.
If you haven't played in a while, go back and get the mods, the odd mod, which are awesome.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
It's great.
So, Brian, what have you been up to? Team Fortress 2 night happened this week? I missed them.
Yeah, we played Team Fortress 2. I also downloaded the latest update today, which had the Halloween updates where you can get special weapons, and some of the maps are dressed out with spider webs and that kind of stuff in the corner. So that's been real fun. I played it probably for about 30 minutes before we started the show just so I could see what was going on.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
So if you aren't joining us on TF Tuesdays, hey, join us for TF Tuesdays.
Can you tell me what the there's a boss in the game now for Halloween, right?
What the boss? Yeah, there is. And you have to beat him to get certain weapons. And I am drawing a blank. I am drawing a blank on what his name is. Sorry.
Well, it's like a big pumpkin-headed guy or something. I haven't looked it up.
It is.
So, yeah.
It is, and that's how you get it. Yeah.
I saw a note about it. So anyway, that's cool. You fired up DC Universe. How'd that go?
I play DC Universe online, but I'm not allowed to talk about it since the agreement we signed that says we can't say anything
November
about
8th.
It. Just say it's cool.
November 8th is when that's lifted?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were saying they bumped up the release
date. Right around
again.
The corner, but it is. Let's just say you will enjoy it. How's that?
I believe you. When you say things like that to me, I believe it.
Yeah, I think once it's actually opened up and we can really talk about it, I think we do need to talk about it because it's a good game.
Yeah,
good things happening there. Also played Dogfighter. What is Dogfighter, you ask?
Well, Brian, what's Dogfighter?
Is it
Dogfighter
fighting dog?
It's an inexpensive game that was on Steam this week. It's usually $9.99, but it was 88% off, I think, bringing it down to $1.50. And just to let you guys know, I bought the 4-pack, and each of you are getting one.
Oh, my gosh. You're like Oprah, dude. We're all getting a car.
Look under your seat, Scott. There's a coupon for Dogfighter. You can expect to see it in your Steam box soon.
Nope, there's just some 3D glasses with poop on them. That's all I found on my seat.
And I've also tried to play Lego Harry Potter. I've been doing more watching than playing. Nicole was made good on her word that she was going to send that to me, and she did, and my kids are loving it for the PS3, and I haven't had a chance to play yet. They won't move. Can't get in there.
They won't get off.
It's probably the best Lego game, in my opinion, but I've played so many, I got a little burnt out on it. So.
Yeah, you remember, I was not a new life fan.
Yeah. I've heard the Harry Potter one, if you stack them all up. And the Star Wars stuff is good, but the Harry Potter one actually ends up being the best.
I think so, too.
Interesting.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, see, I hated the demo. I hated it. I thought it was too cluttered.
Oh, and you're the demo man. I would take that seriously.
I'm the demo man, absolutely. It was bad news for Harry Potter.
Harry Peter.
We'll see how the full version goes.
Yeah. very nice. Well, I'm glad you... it sounds like you had a good time this week. Well, we're playing a lot of PC games, aren't we? Sheesh.
I have been playing a lot of PC games.
Yeah, Nicole, not so much.
Not Nicole.
In fact,
you know why?
Why?
Because she doesn't have kids, and she doesn't have to fight them for the console.
Yeah, well, dude,
even if I had kids, I still wouldn't fight them.
You haven't talked to Mark in a while. He's the biggest kid I know in that secret city in Arizona.
Yeah, but they both get their own. It's like, here's your PS3. I got mine over here.
I like that because then we can play on game nights and not they don't have to fight over the console.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, Nicole.
Yes.
You got home from BlizzCon and you have had less time to game than we have, but somehow you've been able to game plenty. Tell us about what you've been playing.
Yeah. Well, before BlizzCon, I actually cracked open Fallout New Vegas, and I was getting ready to buy it for my PS3 because I, you know, I'm building up my achievements and my points, and it's like, ah,
look at you.
But then I found an article saying that the DLC that's coming out in, I think, December is exclusive for Xbox, which is really kind of lame. So I ended up buying it for the Xbox 360, so I've been playing it.
Well, it's a timed release, right? Like, that's not a...
Yeah, I'm sure it is a time release, yeah. But it's interesting because Mark has been devouring this game.
Yeah.
So I've been watching him play it a lot, and I think because the game is so much like Fallout 3, it's almost like I just had to hit a reset button, and I got to start all the way from the beginning. And I'm just like, I'm not really into it because this is what they added.
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
sorry.
They added cooking and reputation. They tried to make Fallout New Vegas much more like what we experience in WoW, I think. But a lot of the same, like the same bad haircuts are still there. Just everything's very similar. So if you're a fan of Fallout 3, I have a feeling you will enjoy the game, but if you're expecting it to be more, don't really. You're going to have just more extra things.
Well, you had just gotten done gorging on Fallout 3,
exactly.
quickly, so you could catch up and be ready for it. Don't you think it would have been nice if the game was more of an innovation and less of a retread?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy that it's familiar to me, but I think if I had played Fallout 3 back in 2008, I might come into this game going, oh, I forgot how great Fallout 3 was.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I just feel like I reset the button a little too soon. So I'm even finding myself kind of longing to play Fallout 3 again.
Oh, weird.
Because I'm further along, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, you didn't even touch any of that DLC, so.
I touched one of them. I like the storyline for Fallout 3 better.
Show us where the bad lady touched you, Mr. DLC. Anyway, sorry, what?
I just like the storyline, the vault, and this concept of being in the vault and exploring. Whereas in New Vegas, that's not, it's a whole other storyline.
It's years later, right? Like 100 years later or some crazy thing?
Yeah, it's something like that. And there's already, I think it's for the PC, there's already a patch that has come down to mod it. Did you see that?
Which amazed me because.
Well, the first game's super the first game's super moddable on the PC. Like, you can cheat and do all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
Everyone can be naked in it. It's retarded.
Well, that's the naked patch that came down. Everybody's all excited about it. Oh, everybody's naked. All
right. You know what makes the game better? Nudity.
Always.
Yeah.
Nudity always.
So I was good in my move to, once again, I was thinking about purchasing this. I knew both of y'all were interested in buying this game, and I thought, well, a single player game, I just don't know if I can drop 50 or 60 bucks on a single player game that, you know, that may not be much more than Fallout 3. So I decided to wait. And it just so happens that Redbox has finally did the nationwide rollout of their games.
Did they?
And so $2?
Yes. Online. Yeah.
Nothing I chose. You can't see it online. You have to go to your actual they have not set up so that you can check it online. You'll have to go to your actual local Redbox to actually see if it's in state. But I'll tell you, if it's in Greenwood, South Carolina, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it's not here because I just checked the Redbox yesterday. And
pretty sure we have it. Someone told me we have it, but
I
have not walked up to the thing and checked the kiosk. So
Thing I do want to say. Go ahead. I was going to say something.
Okay. No, you first. No, okay. No, wait, I'll do it. Okay. Okay. So anyway, there's Redbox is going to have to change some policies pretty quick. I'm almost 100% sure of. Because they have a policy of it's $2 a night. If you keep it for 25 days, then they charge your card for the 25 days at $2. So that would be $50. Yeah. That's cheaper than the game sales. Now, granted, you wouldn't get the box art and stuff, but hey, you know what? You have 25 days to pay for it because they don't charge you till the end of it.
I think you said this last time.
Did I?
Did he? Show? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I did not. Yeah, we talked about this off air, me and you. Oh. They didn't even have them ready then.
That's a good point. Yeah. It came up in the news, but
chat room,
I don't.
Did I talk about this last week, chat room?
It was 2 weeks ago, but no.
2 weeks ago.
I don't think you did. I don't remember.
Me and you talked about it, Nicole, personally. I don't think I mentioned it on the show. But yeah, I think it was. I think it's, they're going to change some stuff.
Round one.
Yeah.
Round one. Smack talk.
Fight.
So what I was going to say, because someone in the chat room said that Fallout 3 is depressing.
Yep.
I did want to mention, because in Fallout 3, it's very green. There's like this green tone to it. But in New Vegas, it's like a bright orange.
Oh, really?
It feels brighter. It feels more, you know, because of Vegas and the lights and all of that. So the feeling is definitely different.
A little bit more upbeat.
A little bit.
Because a lot of Vegas has power now, right?
Exactly. Because of the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, the Hoover Dam. They've
makes sense.
I like the world of it. I like these Bethesda games because they let you kind of create your own adventure in a very real way. And I think it's a cool. My only problem with it is it's when you have that much freedom, it opens up some weird narrative problems. So, for example, in Fallout 3, I walk into a room and there's this kid and his dad there, and the dad gets gunned down in front of me and the kid, and the kid goes and freaking out, and I go talk to the kid and he turns and looks at the camera and goes, "Hey mister, what's up?" And I go and his dad is laying there on the corpse is on the floor, not even done bleeding out, right in front of him. Okay, the body is between us. And I say, and I ask, I'm asking these questions. He goes, "Yeah, I like this place. I've been living around here for a while." "Okay, mister, we'll see you around." And then I quit, and he's like, "Bah!" It's like a weird, you know, and I understand you can't cover every possible scenario. I get it. But it does, that open nature of those games does lead to some kind of hilarious moments of weird dialogue and stuff, which I guess is a good thing. I guess I like that about the game, even though some might see it as a bug or as a, you know.
Yeah. The bugs are what makes it fun sometimes.
So tell me about Amnesia. This is that's a PC game, yeah?
Yeah, that is a PC game. In fact, I'll thank Fang for gifting that to me. Because
it's on sale right now on Steam.
Well, it reminded me of another game that I had bought on the big sale, which was Thief. Have you heard of Thief?
Yeah, dude. Thief 3.
You heard of Thief?
I don't want to assume. But it had the same feeling as that game, because you're sneaking around and you're following this path and you really don't have any weapons. I haven't picked up any weapons. I can pick up things, but not really. But it's meant to just scare the bejesus out of you.
I can't play that. Then I can't do it. I can't do scary games, dude.
It's pretty intense.
I still can't do Silent Hill 1. Silent Hill 1 gave me nightmares.
I actually thought about buying this.
It's scary. I mean, it does a really good job at getting the heart racing, because part of the game is to run away.
That's a big part, right?
Not necessarily to fight, but to run away.
That's the biggest part. From my understanding is you're mostly hiding and getting away. Yeah. You are spending very little time killing anything.
And trying not to go insane.
Yeah. Not for me.
If you're in the dark too long, you'll go insane, and you're piecing this mystery together because it's almost like Memento. Like, you don't know. You're leaving yourself notes all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's just a really crazy game. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
I kind of got absorbed in that.
Really good.
Hmm? What, Brian?
I want to play this game. I want to play it. This is what I've been looking for, and I didn't realize it was on sale.
Too scary, dude. Don't want to play it. Too scary. Can't do it.
Then on the same night, I put in Kirby Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Kirby's Epic Yarn is the one game I'm thinking about blowing the dust off my Wii for. And you should. Oh, I want to play.
It is really fun and cute. And even though it's meant for little kids, I had an absolute blast with it because, again, it's using my Wii, but not necessarily in the way that most of the gimmicky games do. You turn the control to the side, and only when you're like decorating your little pad for Kirby are you using the
Kirby pad.
But here's what's so cute about it. They took a genre of a game like Kirby, which you know, the main thing of the game is Kirby sucks up the enemies, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they changed it because Kirby is a yarn figure. When he tries to suck someone up, it goes right through him.
They even have him do that,
just,
and it's
just like Mexican.
Right. Yeah. Just like the sushi I ate before the show.
So the whole thing of the game is he becomes he can morph into, like, if you're floating, he'll turn into like a little umbrella and he'll float down. If you need to bust open up like a block, he'll turn into like this hammer. You can make him into a little car, and he's very diverse in what he can become.
A little dirigible, like a little airship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It looks just ridiculously Nintendo-ish. Like, this is what I love about Nintendo. There's magic in these kind of games. There's something about them. I know that it's not necessarily for my age range, but I don't care, dude.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what? There's also a great narrative in the beginning. So it's telling a story, and it reminded me of like what Fat Princess did. So there's some really great moments in the game that I honestly wasn't expecting to like it as much as I am.
Yeah. So I fully expect to love it. I just need to get it.
Did Mark call you a girl when you bought it?
I am a girl, so that really doesn't make sense.
A lady.
Okay. Well, my mom, my wife would probably call me a girl. So.
My wife is too used to me having weird taste that it wouldn't even faze her. She'd just go, "Oh, all right. Where'd you get that?" So maybe, Nicole, when you're done, I'll trade you something that I have. I don't know what.
Sure. That sounds good.
Probably don't have much you want, but we'll figure it out. And then you played a little DC Universe Online, but you can't talk about it.
Yeah, I'm preparing for next week.
I'm
going to get to play on the PS3.
I haven't played any. Oh, that's right. Can we tell people where you're headed?
Can we mention that?
Yeah, I don't.
All right. On behalf of Ladies of Leet and The Final Score and Frog Pants in general, Nicole is going to be visiting Austin, Texas. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the Sony Entertainment or the Sony Computer Entertainment offices that are responsible for the development of DC Universe Online, and she is going to get a chance to play the PS3 version, see more about the game, and report back. I can't wait.
Yep, I can't wait either.
That's very exciting.
It'll be
so
fun.
Nice. I love that.
All right, so that's what we've been playing. Good Lord, that was a long "What are we playing?" segment.
We waited 2 weeks to get this out.
I know,
exactly.
I know. 2 weeks is a lot of time to game. That's true. All I'm thinking about right now is killing the next freaking monster so I can get some more loot in that damn torchlight. So whatever. I shouldn't even be talking about that game. I should be long done with it, but here I am playing.
No, it lives on. I love those kind of games.
It does live on. All right, it is time for some headlines.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
I need food.
Quick BlizzCon wrap-up with Nicole Spagnolo, who was there on the ground, taking it all in. Nicole, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Terrible show for news. Awesome show for people there hanging out with friends.
That's exactly. You summed it up perfectly.
Yeah. Let's move on. The instance came up on came up on the creep yesterday. This is the theme.
104 report from Nicole.
I mean, it's the kind of show that we expect a bunch of announcements from, but this year they just didn't have any. So whatever.
And it's been said, you know, they probably try to set an example of us on this one.
Yeah.
Like, we're not always going to give you good news.
Yeah, and I guess that's...
Have fun playing the games.
I guess we should be okay with that. That's not why people go necessarily. It's why the rest of us listen or watch from afar, but we may need to realign our reasoning for stuff and just be happy when we do have surprises. I don't know. Maybe our expectations are too high. However, they did announce the new Demon Hunter for Diablo 3. They talked about the... This is crazy. In Diablo 3, 92 billion... Plus, actually, more than that, 92 plus billion class builds per class. That is banana time. There's also getting some battle arena PvP stuff in there as well. Mm-hmm. So just briefly, you're not a Diablo fan and you can't seem to understand why this is such a big deal. Explain that. Like, how do you feel about
that?
And
I'm probably going to get some flack for this because I haven't played Diablo 1 or 2. And I've been listening about Diablo 3 for the last 3 years at BlizzCon, and I think they announced it even before then. Like, how long has it been announced?
It was a worldwide invitational announcement, either in Korea or Blizzard France. I don't remember where, but it was pre-BlizzCon. 08 was it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 years, 3 years.
Either way,
it is,
it's been a long time, and I've played it. I played it last year. I played it the year before. And I'm like, yep, it's a dungeon crawler. I kind of feel like we're beyond that. I don't know. I've just played so many other awesome games that I feel like, okay, it's a, I played Torchlight and that's an awesome game, but I don't know. Just, it feels like the hype is so hypey and I don't care.
The hype is hypey.
You know what? I think Nicole is, I understand your perspective on it.
Yeah.
And is there a little overhyping happening? Yes, it's a storied, you know, franchise from Blizzard coming out soon. Yeah. All that stuff is true. But if you take all of that away, if they can give me a compelling, I loved the Diablo games. Second one is, you know, mm-hmm. primarily it was just an absolute blast. I loved it. So I'm beyond excited for this. I cannot wait for it. I mean,
and a lot of people are, and I totally recognize that. But I can't help but sit back and go, how come I'm not so excited about this?
Yeah, you're not so much asking why are other people so excited. You're trying to figure out why you aren't and you should maybe
like,
be.
Like, why don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, well, don't you have any feelings for them? Yeah.
Weird.
I just look at it as it's another dungeon crawler type game. I feel like I'm just mashing a bunch of buttons when I go in there. And you know, maybe this
is the lady who plays World of Warcraft.
Well,
hey,
button masher. Jeez.
Yeah, but
no,
but WoW is such a different animal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so much of WoW has its roots in Diablo, like a lot of it. Yeah. A lot of what they learned there, they applied here. And so, I mean, I don't know. I think expectations should be high and I hope that they can meet them, but I don't know.
Like the PvP stuff. I thought that was interesting that they announced that. And,
yeah, that was cool. You know, that was
again, cool. I don't want to rush to judgment, but I have to say I'm just getting tired of hearing about it year after year after year, and it just hasn't come out yet. And I'm like, the problem is I'm playing amazing games like God of War 3 and BioShock 2 and looking forward to BioShock Infinite, and those games are really exciting to me. And you have games like Heavy Rain, and they're all coming out. And then, well, we're still trying to get Diablo out for you. And I just feel like I'm moving past that, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is Blizzard's thing, though. This is what they do.
Yeah,
they hold on to. Sure. They talk about a new franchise forever. They take forever to get it out. And they usually exceed expectations. I mean, hell, they got you to play an RTS, and StarCraft 2 is awesome.
True.
You know,
but was that RTS better than, in your opinion of all RTSs? Because I haven't really played that many. Was that like this was the best RTS ever?
Yeah. Oh, in my opinion, by far, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think,
That's
Brian?
What
is
I,
that, is that a fair statement, Brian?
It's looked at a lot of things that people didn't like, which is collecting resources. But I always liked some of that kind of aspect of it. I like building up walls and building. So that's the reason why I love Age of Empires so much. It seemed like it was always fun to build up stuff. But in these kind of games, which is a really good thing, in StarCraft 2, you're pretty much they want you to go out as quick as possible. They want you to finish a game in 30 minutes.
If somebody said to you, Brian, okay, we're banishing you to a life in a cave for the rest of your life, and you can take one PC game with you, it has to be an RTS.
Age of Empires.
Would you take Age of Empires with you?
I have a question.
Oh, not me. I'd take StarCraft 2.
No. I mean, how many you don't get that in StarCraft 2?
No. I agree. Someone find me. Can someone get me that MP3, by the way? I want to play that in the show. I guess
so. That's really all I'm kind of coming from a BlizzCon perspective with Diablo.
But community-wise, friend-wise, blah, all that stuff sounds like
amazing.
Really,
yeah. It gets better each year because you know this is, like I said, this is my third year. So the relationships that I built and met last year, you know, it's like hanging out with old friends now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's fun. It's a
pretty
lot of fun.
Pretty cool stuff. All right. So there you go. There's your BlizzCon wrap up. I realized there was a little bit more. There was some StarCraft stuff. Listen to the creep for that. There was some WoW stuff. Listen
Did you
to
see the modding, the StarCraft 2 mod?
It looked cool.
It? Great.
It looked cool. We talked about a ton of this stuff on the creep last night. It was about, we talked a lot about this Ire Chef. was like,
all right, that's it. You're not allowed to be having any of those shows that don't allow me to talk about it, because Yard have to freaking ban WoW because of the instance.
So tell me,
you ban my StarCraft 2, I'm gonna
kill you. I won't ban it. I'll just say that I all of it looked fine. It was all like these cool mods. There's a Dota ripoff, all that, but I didn't. None of it's really screaming at me like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get my hands on that.
I just noticed the ripoff of the Left 4 Dead sign.
Yeah, they totally, that one thing is a total Left 4 Dead ripoff. They have units in the game named after Left 4 Dead units.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a survival mode, kind of like the campaign.
I'm going to start sneaking into the creep when you're not looking and just talk and give my opinion.
Creeping into the creep?
You're going to creep.
Yeah, I like it. Creep right into the creep. Like the situation? You're going to creep for girls? Yeah. I tell you guys, I'm hooked on that terrible show. So terrible that I love it. Anyway. It's like eating poo and knowing it, but somehow
it's
still
like wearing a pair of poo glasses and knowing it,
which will be every time. Always. Did we lose Nicole?
No, I'm still here.
She's just bored with
us. I'm reading the chat room and their reactions to me saying I haven't played Diablo 2.
Oh, listen to them. We haven't all played every game ever made.
I haven't played
Hello Kitty games ever.
I just was more of a console player. That's all.
That's true. So you are that.
I've expanded my world to PC just recently.
So that's that. Let's move on to a couple other big stories and then on to our quick news. Games for Windows Marketplace gets competitive. It relaunches on November 15th. This is Microsoft's stupid Games for Windows Marketplace thing that sucked so bad before. They are relaunching it to look basically and work basically like Steam.
Before.
Well, it's like Steam. Yeah, they're taking Steam on pretty head on here.
I like it because I was always I like the idea of what they had, because I like kind of crossing over into the Xbox Live kind of thing.
I don't. I'm okay.
Well, screw I agree. You.
Listen,
I like it.
I'll agree with you that it's a good idea. But you have to agree with me that it was a terrible implementation.
Oh yeah. I'm glad they're rebooting it.
Most of the games that used Windows Live crap were busted because of it. Like I couldn't get past a screen without logging in. If I wasn't online, the game wouldn't let me play because Windows Live was blinking up there telling me to log in, but I couldn't because the internet was down or whatever. F that. So bad implementation, but they're basically just, this new marketplace is a store. They're going to sell video games.
Yes.
And they want to succeed and compete with Steam. So whatever, man.
Do you think that the people that are so against Steam, because I see that a lot, like I refuse to buy a game through Steam, will buy
jerks.
Through? No, I'm just saying they have their opinions of Steam, and
those,
they choose not.
I used to
not
be one of those people.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He did. He was. I can confirm this.
Was it just because you didn't own physically the game? Was that the reason?
I didn't like the idea at first. No, I absolutely did not like the idea of doing that.
I remember we had some drag out fights on ELR about this.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah. I wasn't ready and I didn't want to go. No, sir. No, sir. I'm keeping my physical media.
You've caved though since.
Yeah, I did. PSP Go. That's stupid. I need UMDs.
You got to have your UMDs.
That's right. That's what Sony told me.
Well, Sony may keep telling you that because they're not really supporting the Go much. Anyway,
they did do a price drop.
Yes, they did, but that it's not going to help. They've lost so much money on that thing. Anyway, it is nice to, and this is the funny thing. There's an interview with somebody at Sony, some executive who has the knockers to say this. Wait, that's boobs, right? I meant balls.
Boobies.
He said that, see, I can say knockers in front of Nicole because we're friends. It's like a sister. It's not the same.
You assume you can say it.
It's not like me walking up on the bus to some stranger lady and going, balls, and see what she says.
She would think you're British.
Probably. I think I'm Terpster. Anyway, what was I saying? What was my point? I forgot.
Yeah. Steam.
Steam, sure. Steam. Chat room's going to be mad because I didn't finish my thought. That's okay. Champions Online goes free to play in quarter one of next year. Q1.
Actually, I was just on the site and it's supposed to go November 9th.
Oh, they say I got an email from Champions Online saying quarter one. So did they change it?
Because I was trying to link it up to when DC Universe was supposed to come out, which was going to be November 2nd. Yeah. And I was thinking maybe they were going to try to take a shot at DC Universe by going free to play the day they were supposed to come out.
Oh.
But it's, there's actually a few days. There's some days in between. I found November 9th.
I'm looking at the site now. It says...
maybe it's the beta for free to play. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm not seeing dates.
Champions free to play. Here it is. Free to play in quarter. It says quarter one 20. It's the third story down. Quarter one 2012 or 2011.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see if I can find one.
I'll end up playing it probably, just because I don't know.
Not if it comes out at the same time as DC Universe. I'm not lying.
Well, no. I mean,
I'm kind of enamored.
Well, okay. Let's say you're enamored, but are you enamored enough to pay your $15 a month?
For the a while,
free to
yes.
Free to play closed beta begins November 9th.
Oh, the beta. Okay.
So,
but everyone's doing it, dude. This is the way of the world. We are starting.
I mean, it is interesting that they are going to go free to play with a superhero MMO when, you know, DC Universe is ramping up,
which will require
a subscription fee.
Sony Entertainment Online, SEO or whatever it is. They've been a holdout with this free to play thing. They really aren't interested. They have free to play games though, like Free Realms and other stuff that they're succeeding with, but their main franchise stuff is they've been slow to sort of let that stuff happen. I don't know if you'll ever see them do it with DC Universe Online. They really want to try to compete in the space that WoW occupies. That is to say, a game you subscribe to.
I say $9.95 or $12.95, and you knock a lot of competitors out. I think $15 is kind of, I think everybody feels like that's the top tier of what you got to pay for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like if they went below that.
I can't wait till Nicole plays the PS3 version because I'm very interested in to see if whether or not I want to play one of these on a console or not.
I'm curious about that too. I don't know if I could. Yeah, I think too. I'd rather have it on a PC.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd rather have it on the console.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Really? Would you?
I would.
Well, it's because
I really would.
Because you're a console gamer.
Yeah, I am.
Never played Diablo. Just kidding.
Smack talk.
Diablo 1 was on the PlayStation 1 for a while, so
I believe it was. Yeah,
oh yeah, they dipped their feet into the console world. They had StarCraft 1 was on the N64 for, well, not for a while. It was released there. It's really hard to find now, but it's kind of weird when they do that. All right, so watch for that from Champions. And here's our quick news for the week, shall we? You're not allowed to think too much.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to respond. Brotherhood.
Like, are we going to play some music first?
Oh, I forgot. Brian gave me this. Yeah. Hold on. Where is it? Check it out.
Wait, is this the music I'm supposed to be playing for the later, or is this for quick news? What are you doing?
I'm going to play this. I was going to tell him about the thing you gave me. That's for later, for the mod.
Okay.
For now, I'm going to play more of this.
There we go.
Super Meat Boy.
There we are.
All right, so don't think too hard about this stuff.
Not a problem.
Brotherhood is the fastest pre-order in the history of Ubisoft.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of the boobies in Brotherhood. I don't know.
They're not boobies in that, are there?
Yeah, there's a female character. She's awesome.
Oh, okay.
In this game I'm excited about.
Okay.
Move on.
All right. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood coming soon. Phil Spector says, Kinect pre-order numbers are good. Microsoft will work hard to fill out the demand.
You meant Yay. Spencer, right? That's yeah, Phil Spector.
What did I say? Spencer? I said Phil Spector.
No, you said
not
Phil
to think.
Spector. Isn't that the guy that got convicted?
Yes. Whoops.
Stop thinking, Nicole.
It's like, why is this really old, weird-looking music producer talking about Kinect? What a strange thing. NBA Jam.
It always concerns me whenever they say numbers are good. That always means, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. NBA Jam sets PS3 and Xbox 360 on fire November 17th. I'm getting it. Totally getting it. I can't wait. I love NBA Jam. Love it.
I do too.
Red Wii and DSi XL bundles, Wii Remote Plus, and Fling Smash in North America November 7th. Coming
right
around the corner.
They're still selling the DSi extra large?
Sure. Sure they are, dude. They're doing fine.
Who would want to buy one of those?
Well, no, you wouldn't, would you? You'd wait for the 3DS.
No. Yeah. No, then you got to spend $300 on the 3D.
Well, yeah, but if you want to
spend $200 on a freaking XL, you might as well wait.
Yeah, if you want the new hotness, you got to wait.
I guess.
Halo Reach, new Super Mario Brothers Wii, and Red Dawn, Red Dead, excuse me, Red Dawn, yeah. are the top three games thus far in 2010. So in that order, Halo Reach number one, Super Mario Brothers Wii number two, and Red Dead Redemption number three.
Hmm. Where's BioShock?
Forget how big Red Dead was.
BioShock 2 is not on that list.
What about God of War?
Not on that list.
What did Scott just say?
I'm sorry. I need to look at the article.
You look at that article. Lara Croft and Guardian of Light online co-op patch due next week for the Xbox 360, finally.
Now I can get it.
Get it, dude, because we'll play. I already have it. We'll play. I'd love to play.
I already have it, too.
Oh, let's play. Well, I can only do two of you, though. Oh, well. We'll fight over it.
Okay.
That's what the Pligma said. Anyway.
And last... Nice. Lastly, Night Trap's original cover art for sale on eBay. If you are a fan of the Sega CD days of video games, then you all have interest in this. Night Trap's original cover art.
It's pretty bad, eh?
Yeah, featuring, what's her name? From Different Strokes. Oh, our song's ending.
Tootie?
Not Tootie.
Not Tootie. Tootie Fruity.
Dude, Tootie. Tootie was from...
Facts of Life.
Yeah, Facts of Life. That's different. Different Strokes.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't Different Strokes a spinoff? No. Facts of Life was a spinoff from Different Strokes.
Exactly, because Mrs.
C.
Nope,
that's from Happy
Mrs.
Days.
C. That's Happy Days.
That's Happy Days.
You're getting them all confused.
Mrs. Bagwell. Mrs. Chocolate.
Oh my
fart.
Gosh.
I have no idea what her name is.
Chat room. Save us now.
I don't remember. Oh, like our chat room's going to. Nobody in there watched that show.
All right, fine. I'll Google it. Mrs. Ropa. That wasn't it.
Oh, I can't remember.
Gary Coleman. Too soon. He died here, you know, in Utah. Anyway. Provo Hospital. I spent some time there once for a very different thing. I spent some time there not dying.
Miss Edna Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett.
Ah, you just
Tootie was the
relieved all the people listening.
Tootie was the African American girl riding around on skates all day. Yeah. Okay. Just making it clear in my own head. All right. Well, there's your quick news. It is time to save some people some money. And we do that with this.
Dun.
All right, saving you money this week. First episode of Back to the Future is free.
Free?
Yes, free, Brian. Free. This is coming to us from Telltale Games. We've talked about it before.
I've already put in my code, and they sent me an email and said, as soon as it's released, I'm getting my free copy.
Same.
I think it's supposed to be, what, December?
Yep.
Is when that's supposed to come out?
Yep. Absolutely.
And you have to use the code.
121 gigawatts.
Gigawatt.
121 gigawatts or gigawatts.
120. Where are you going to get 121 gigawatts?
From the moon. No. Where
it's actually 1.21 gigawatts.
Save the clock tower, Brian. Save the clock tower. Pretty excited about that. Also, Halloween sale.
Yeah, these guys are crack dealers. First one's free.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm pretty excited about it. I like the art style.
I am too. Yeah.
And I like that what's his name's doing voice work.
Christopher.
Did you watch the videos? The kid they got to play do the voice for Michael J. Fox.
No,
Marty.
Dead on.
Really?
So good.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, he's really. It's almost kind of freaky how.
I think they should have gotten Michael J. Fox to do it. He can still do voice stuff.
I think there was some conflicts.
Oh.
There's always the conflict.
He's like he only remembers that time as the time
he probably wanted to do it, but I don't think he could.
He remembers that time as the time he made out with his mom in a movie, and doesn't want to go back to that. Halloween Steam sale till November 1st. This is happening on Steam, and I noticed that once again, the Left 4 Dead pack is totally cheap again.
Yes, it is. A lot of good stuff on there. You got a Ghostmaster Zombie Bolarama Stalker bundle. If you haven't got that, I sent you that not too long ago. Stalker is an awesome game. I really like it.
Dead Space is $10. Jeez.
Dead Space, $10. Amnesia, which Nicole mentioned earlier. Great games. Ghostbusters, for $9.99, it is definitely worth playing if you've never played it before. A lot of good stuff going on there.
Yeah. Worms Reloaded, which I bought for $20, is now $9. Thanks, guys. Bastards.
Yeah, I know it. BioShock, the first one, $4.99. Get it in now.
Yep. Team Fortress 2. There it is, Nicole, laughing at you once again at $10.
Yes.
Well, I have to send that to Liam and Patrick to get them to buy that then.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And I actually want to get Alter Ego, but I just don't know yet. I had reviewed it one time before, and it was pretty good.
Which Patrick? French Patrick or the voice Patrick?
Voice Patrick.
Oh, yeah. I want to meet him. We gotta get him.
We're going to all play Team Fortress 2.
All right.
All right.
Shoot each other and get to what? That's how I get to know people.
Is that how you do that? Really? By shooting them in the face. Brilliant.
That's how me and Nicole got to know each other. Red Dead, we probably made better friendships there than anywhere. Shooting each
That's
other's horses.
True.
Goodoldgames.com or GOG.com has a Halloween deal, 40% off for Gabriel Knight 2, The Beast Within, Gabriel Knight 3, Blood of the Sacred, Blood of the Damned, Gabriel Knight, Sins of the Fathers. Boy, they're really trying to shuck the Gabriel Knight games.
Yes, they are.
Phantasmagoria 1 and 2. And
I think I'm going to buy that Phantasmagoria game.
I played, by the way, it's only $4 right now, but I played Vampire the Masquerade Redemption. Totally played that game.
Really?
Yep. In fact, of this list, it's the only one I played. Hmm. But there's your deal. So go to GOG.com. Always giving us good deals and possibly fooling us into thinking they're going away. It's time.
They said they were sorry.
No, they tried and they failed.
They gave me a free game.
Ryan, I want to do something a little odd right now.
Did you get your free game?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I want to do something a little odd right now.
Odd?
Odd. Mod. Why, that's a very odd mod. I love GoldenEye. It was my favorite game of the N64 days. Played the hell out of it. Actually, that's not true. I like Mario 64 the best, but great, great game. And
classic
in every sense of the word. I'm going to aim my camera somewhere else because I have to blow my nose in a minute. We're going to talk about GoldenEye Source. We talked about it last week briefly.
Actually, the week before last, because
was it? I'm sorry. Last episode, GoldenEye Source is a total conversion mod for Half-Life 2. It is a fan-made creation released for free, and with really only one goal in mind: to bring the memories and experiences from the original GoldenEye 64 back to life using the Source tech. And it looked really cool to us, so we thought we'd give it a try. Brian sent me some music to talk about this by. Where is it? It's right here. Right here. Spooky.
Spooky 07. Yeah. All right. Music. We're not even
going to
talk.
Yeah, we could listen to that whole thing. So tell us about the mod. You played it, right?
We did play it. We had a lot of the guys from the Team Fortress 2. We had, instead of Left 4 Dead Monday Mutation, we did a Odd Mod Mondays. And we played this, not this past Monday, but the previous Monday. And we had a blast. At least I did. Thanks, guys, for showing up and playing. It was a lot of fun. This game reminds me, I don't know if you ever played any of the Action Quake games.
Yeah, loved Action Quake. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot more realistic. You got limited ammo. You know, you have to really, you know, you really have to be more conservative. You can't just, you know, run and shoot everything.
Does it have everywhere. All the game types like Golden Gun and
it does.
All that kind of stuff?
It does, which is real fun, because if you're not familiar with Golden Gun, what you do is person has a golden gun, and pretty much if you shoot somebody with a golden gun, that's it, they're dead, and you can shoot them halfway across the freaking screen, and that is just so much freaking fun. There was one map we played that was real open air, and it was like it was on a lot of cable wiring and stuff, and yeah, you got the golden gun on that, and oh man, you just mow people down.
Love it. Love that game type. And I'm sure all the maps and other stuff are being represented and whatnot.
Yeah. It's kind of basically like picking up the quad in Quake. I mean, everybody just runs like, oh crap, he's got it, run.
Yeah.
And I love this Source mod. And it's a good time to pick it up before next week. If you got this weekend before next week when GoldenEye returns to the Wii and the DS, or the new James Bond with Daniel Craig, the game comes out, this is a good time for you to play over the weekend and play something that's free and is James Bond and has some excellent, excellent music. This game kept me enthralled entirely with the audio soundtrack. The audio soundtrack is just fantastic.
How hard or easy is this to integrate into Steam, these kinds of mods? Because I haven't messed around that much.
Easy. You just download. You go to ModDB, and I got the link right here for you, Scott, and you can put that in the show notes. And you just download it, and you put it under your Steam app, and you'll put it underneath your just your Source mod folder.
Okay, can you tell me this? Is it multiplayer only, or is there a campaign involved?
That's a good question. When I played it, it seems like there was a single player, but I went straight to multiplayer.
Mm, okay. Well, as you would.
If you throw this mod, like I said, you just throw this mod into your Steam folder and then you restart your Steam and it'll show up in your list.
Okay. I'm totally down with playing this, so I can't wait to
try it. It's fun. We should play it again this Monday.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Officially, Monday, we're doing this.
Let's do it again.
Screw everybody else.
I can't play.
Oh, shut up.
What are you doing Monday?
Why can't you
fly? I'm
flying.
Oh, she's flying to talk to DC Universe Online people.
All right. You're forgiven.
Damn you. But can I make a request?
Do it.
Could you actually look for a Civ 5 mod, a really good one?
Yeah, Brian. What the hell, dude?
Okay.
As you may or may not know, Brian is kind of our chief mod getter and
mods.
So we're throwing it in his court.
I like to get all the juice out of my games.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I love this kind of stuff. So let's keep it coming. I wish consoles could do this more.
Me too.
You know,
because they do some, but not much.
Not much, unfortunately. PCs are still where it's at with mods. Okay. I think that's it for Odd Mod. We'll have a link in the show note. And for now, though, we should really talk about what's coming out this next week.
Hey, what?
New.
Kinect Sports, November 4th. Fighters Uncaged, November 4th. The Kinect in general, November 4th.
November 4th. If you don't have your money ready, get it out. Kinect 4. Is that Kinect 4?
Kinect 4, dude.
Kinect is coming.
That's terrible. You think they did that? They didn't do that on purpose, I hope.
No, probably not.
That's a terrible idea. I really hope they didn't do that on purpose. GoldenEye 007 for the DS and Wii on November 2nd. And
yes.
I need some clarification here because also on November 2nd, we're getting James Bond 007 Bloodstone for the 360, PS3, DS, and PC.
Yes.
I can only assume that these are completely unrelated developments.
Absolutely, completely different. Bloodstone carries more towards the story that has been going on with Daniel Craig since he's been James Bond.
Yeah.
Whereas GoldenEye goes back to the original game. It's supposed to be just an update of what was already there.
Because here's what I've heard. I've heard the GoldenEye multiplayer is really quite good.
Yes.
I'm hopeful that James Bond 007 Bloodstone, which sounds like something I've been trying to pass for a month. I hope that is using the same combat engine.
No, it's not. This is going to be more cinematic. It's going to be more like Uncharted 2 or something. And I agree 100%. I've been following the Bloodstone, and of course, I haven't seen any real game footage yet. But I keep seeing cutscenes, and that seems to be what they're really selling on this is that story. This is kind of like an in between the movies, I suppose.
I could really go for GoldenEye on a console with a high def graphics and a decent controller.
Me too. But unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get that. Mm. Even the cutscenes don't look that great to me on the on Bloodstone. But I'm telling you, GoldenEye is going to be fun. The fun's just going to be there, and I might have to get it for the Wii. It may be the first Wii game I've gotten in a while.
Well, look at this. We got a game for Nicole and her portable needs. God of War, Ghost of Sparta, PSP, November 2nd.
Bing. I can't wait for this.
I hear it's great.
Everything I'm reading, it looks awesome. And I actually, my PSP is the God of War PSP with the, was it Chains of Olympus?
Yeah, Chains of Olympus.
It was one, I really enjoyed myself when I played that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to pick that up if you haven't, because they do have the PSP limited edition God of War Ghost of Sparta Entertainment Pack, which comes with the, it's $199. So $199.
Are you out of your mind?
What's that?
I said, are you out of your mind? I thought you wanted
out
to
of my mind.
Rhyme
exactly.
With you. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It includes a God of War. It includes a 2 gigabyte memory stick, which ain't that much, but still good enough. It includes with Chains, which you talked about, and it also kicks ass with the Kick Ass UMD movie.
Oh, that's a good pack.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's okay. It's still
is black and red. It
has,
looks
has
sweet.
Two God of War games. It has the Kick Ass. Movie
UMD,
and then it's stylized, right? I'm assuming it's like
it totally is. It's got these sweet all the buttons are red and everything else is black.
How much is it?
It looks pretty sweet.
How much is
it's $199. If you already have a PSP 3000, go to GameStop, trade it yours in. If it's nothing, this is like plain old crappy one, trade it in, get 60-70 bucks off this thing and get it.
The way I look at it is you're paying $100 for each game. because the rest of it you'll never pick up again. I don't know. I'm so disappointed with my PSPs in the past.
I like my PSP.
I like my
when
PSP.
A good game comes out, I'm really happy I have a PSP.
All right. Fine. So there's that.
Be that way.
Yeah, be that way. We are going down memory lane now.
We're kicking it old school.
Okay, according to that voice, we are indeed kicking it old school. And we're talking about an old game. Now,
yes,
I got to tell you something funny here. So, Brian, since you didn't capture any video of you playing.
I did capture video. I just realized I didn't put it in the link. So, hold on a second, I'm working on it.
All right. You can stick that in there. I found something very funny as a replacement in case we want to use it. Sure. But here is the game, Bomberman. Bomberman is a strategic maze-based computer and video game franchise originally developed by Hudson Soft.
Hudson Soft.
The original game was published in 1983, and new games in the series are still being published to this day, which is true. Today, Bomberman is featured in over 60 different games, being commercially successful with over 10 million units of games sold. The series has since become known as the first name in multiplayer games. I don't know if I believe that. Despite older games were capable of holding more than two players at the same time, like Atari 2600's Warlords, released in 1980, this game featured four-player gameplay. The gameplay consists of walking around the maze areas filled with monsters. The goal was to blow up all the rocks in your way, get power-ups, and kill the other bomber men. That's the multiplayer portion. They have since tried to cram in a bunch of single-player crap, which was always pretty bad.
Yep.
But the multiplayer is some of the most fun you can have on your butt in front of a TV with friends.
I agree. And the thing about this game is when I went back and played it, I was so much inspired to think, wow, you know, would we ever had Plants vs. Zombies without this? I mean, this feels, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels like that type of game.
Interesting.
I could see elements in it that I'm like, yeah, I mean, I feel like they built upon this, you know, on a lot of the games built on this.
Interesting. Okay, well, there's two things I'm going to play for you. One, I'm going to play this file I did find because Brian forgot to put the link in.
Sorry.
Hey, Mir.
Jeez, I'm not perfect.
This guy's playing the version I like the best, which is Bomberman 93. It came out on the PC Engine, the NEC thing that was popular right around the time the Master System and NES were out. Yep. Although not popular enough, apparently. But anyway. It is awesome. And you can get this on Nintendo's Virtual Console for the Wii, which is also where I have it. I own it there. Mm-hmm. And lots of fun. If you have five Wiimotes, all five of you can play multiplayer in this ancient version of Bomberman.
Makes it like 10 gazillion times harder because if you're not familiar with Bomberman, when you lay a bomb, it has a blast radius. And oh man, you already got to watch your own bombs. And then other people are laying bombs too.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy.
It's crazy craziness. So I'm going to play this video of this guy. I just had to do this because he's what a goofball. Like he's reviewing the game, I guess. And his voice cracked me up. Not because he has an accent, but just because how excited he is. So check out this little bit and then I'll play Brian's.
Hello, people. Welcome to my new project.
Oh, whoops. Hold on. Let me start that over. Here it is again.
Hello, people. Welcome to my new project, Bomberman 93 for PC Engine or TurboGrafx-16. You know, the same thing. So, let's begin this.
So, here he is. He's at the
title. He's playing Pac-Man.
He's at the title screen.
Okay.
People are asking if it's Patrick.
Now, listen to this.
Oh, well. Okay, Bomberman 93.
Bomberman.
Let's play.
Okay, anyway.
You sound like almost like a vampire.
Hello, everybody. Whoa. Bomberman 93.
I like Bomberman his accent. 93.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's sexy.
I like it too, but since you have a favorite Bomberman, I also have a favorite. Mine was the Neo Bomberman, the Neo Geo.
Oh.
I like that one.
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, I like that. That's the version I like.
Okay. Is that the one you played? For this,
that's the one I played, and it's very boring sounding. So your clip was probably 10 times better because, honestly, I mean, even I didn't get killed in the first couple of seconds. You know what I mean?
Well, here's a piece of you getting through this version. Oh, Neo Geo. Welcome, everyone, to Happy Fun Time SNK Neo Geo Time. Hudson Soft. That's a terrible Japanese accent. Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh. This is anime as hell.
Yeah, that's what sounds like it.
This was 96, so.
97, actually.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Oh, it's so pleasant.
Isn't it, though?
Okay, here's a fight. This is where Brian dies quick. Well, there's a lot of story here. Okay, here we go.
Well, built up.
I love Japanese game music. When do you die? You're supposed to be dead by now.
That's what I said. It's very boring because I actually...
I can
choose
good.
Not to die. Yeah.
All right, we'll just kill it.
I'm surprised you...
Boring, right?
I'm expecting to hear like the female. Like, yeah. Hi-ya!
It's sweaty.
Totally. Anyway, there's your game, Bomberman. Check it out. Many, many versions. Some would argue the greatest version of all time was the Super NES version. I would actually say I think the best was the 10-player. I think it let 10 players play.
Yeah. Something like that, 10 or
Dreamcast,
or like
right? I think it was a Dreamcast game. Or Saturn. No, Saturn game.
It was crazy.
I don't remember. I had it, though.
It was a lot. Yeah.
I can't.
My favorite, of course, I love Neo games. I mean, I think Neo games are just brilliant.
Yeah. Well, Neo Geo for the win. Brian loves the Neo Geo.
I love the Neo Geo. Nicole, did you ever play this game? Do you have a particular care for Bomberman, or you've never played it?
I've never played it.
It's fine. We're not going to judge. We're not going to judge
here. I was just letting you two reminisce.
We're not going to judge.
This is a safe place.
Yeah. You're safe here, Nicole. You can admit to never playing Diablo and not fear for your life. All right. So there you have it. Thank you so much, Bomberman, for all the fun you've given us over the years.
Force feedback! Force feedback!
My favorite part of force feedback is how just as that sound is about to destroy your brain, it stops.
It stops.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
So close.
So, one quick mention. It's not really an email of any normal sort, but Matthew Johnson, not my brother Matt, who is known as Ding Pong in other circles, wanted to make a mention of something coming up for them that I thought was kind of cool. They're doing something called Desert Bash. It is a 300-plus person LAN party that they run for an entire weekend.
Holy moly.
Yep. They got sponsors like Intel and many others, and they are going crazy with they do it like a case mod that's sponsored by CPU Magazine. I'm gonna give them an art print of some sort to donate. Last year, they gave over $5,000 for this charity. It's the Shriners Transportation Fund. Nice. Anyway,
it's here in Arizona. I need to look this up.
It is not in the city of Boo. But
did he say? I don't see. It just says Arizona, so I'm wondering if it's north.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like in Tucson or Phoenix or Flagstaff. Yeah. Arizona's a pretty big state.
Anyway, I wanted to make a mention of it as it gets closer, and hopefully, I didn't get much in the way of links and stuff from him, so I'm hoping maybe he'll hear this and give me some additional stuff, but I'm excited for these guys, so
good
luck with Desert Bash 2011.
I'm just going to Google it,
because
I can do that.
That's the internet, right?
Yes.
Okay, somebody talked last week, two weeks ago, we talked about how much storage could it really take to have unlimited friends lists in Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And the answer came back to us, 6.4 petabytes. That according
Wow, so that's nothing, right?
That according to to Alex, who says, that's how much storage Xbox Live servers would need to set aside to ensure 8 million subscribers could have an unlimited friends list. At Nicole's prescribed cost of $50 per terabyte, we would be talking about $320,000. Could Microsoft afford it? Absolutely. But is it worth spending more than $250,000 so that each person could have limitless amounts of friends? In other words, because most of us wouldn't use it anyway, so what's the point of spending the money?
Yeah.
Keeping in mind, this is using Scott's offhanded 100 bytes per record.
Oh, smack talk.
Yeah, that's some smack talk right there. In fact, that's smack talk that deserves a smack talk.
Smack talk. Smack talk.
On the subject of text messaging, we talked about texting. It's pretty expensive too. Here are some random but sensible numbers for you. Let's say there are 10 million subscribers to sell to a cell company. All of them send a message 150 bytes long. That's 1,500,000,000, 1.5 terabytes, okay, of data that have just been sent. if that were to occur once a minute for what?
Oh, this guy knows some numbers.
Yeah, I don't even want to read half these because it's giving me a headache. Anyway, it talks about the bandwidth costs. Now it's just, you know, we just kind of were spouting things out of our butts.
Yeah, and this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He knows his stuff. So thanks, sure. Alex. We appreciate it. It makes sense. If that's true, if it's really that much space required for 8 million players to have unlimited lists, I don't blame him for not doing it. I get it. So I'll take the 1,000. Yeah. That's fine. 1,000's fine. Isn't that what they're doing?
Fine, whatever. Just don't raise my prices up anymore, please.
Yeah, please. But they're bouncing it to 1,000, right? That's what the news was. Yeah.
Did you see that Xbox Live is promoting? You can extend your Xbox Live membership before the November 1st date, and you get like some kind of discount if you do that.
Do you get it's like a grandfather plan?
You can lock in the low price for 2 years.
You can lock in the low price of 49. Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. That's totally, that must have been, I wonder if that was in response to people flipping out or not.
I don't think so. I think it's just trying to get people who are going to cancel anyway to keep them from, who are going to go, if they jack it up, I'm out.
Yeah.
But this might keep them a little bit longer.
2 years longer.
Got another email from Matthew. Says, "Dear Scott, Brian, and Nicole, in show 27, Scott argued he didn't want to play Minecraft until it gets out of beta. My argument against this is that it is currently in a state where the core game is completed by extra content being added all the time, like Blizzard's World of Warcraft, for example. In my opinion, this constant added bonus of content is sweeter to the tongue if it comes in periodically, at times, rather than all at once. In addition, even if Minecraft was done at this point and no more updates, it would still be worthy of destroying the succulent smell of money." What?
I think he just convinced me.
He said to buy it, is what he said.
I know. I need to play it. I need to play it.
I just don't have the time. That's my excuse right now. Well,
right now,
I guess I could make the time. I'm just choosing to play other games that I feel that are more interesting.
More fun. Well, Nicole, right now is
stretching it out.
Right now is the time, right? Like, this is time of year where we have to be very picky about what we play because there's so much to play. So maybe Minecraft is a January game. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe February, March. I'm just saying April, May, June. I don't know. It may be a while.
Maybe I'll get a bucket of real Legos and F everyone. How about that?
Lincoln Logs.
Do my own thing. It's basically, that's all this is anyway, right?
Yeah.
Except for the Halloween stuff. They are doing some cool Halloween stuff. So,
we know this game rocks. You're not telling us anything we don't know. We just, yeah. It's more fun doing this. I like stretching it out.
What do you...
I like having people complain.
It seems like your kind of thing, though, to me, Brian. Like, what has held you back from one?
What has held me back from Minecraft?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the graphics. I've looked at it a bunch of times. I've seen videos of it, and I'm like, eh. And I know it's the gameplay. I know people are enamored with the gameplay. I know it's not the graphics, but it's just the same way I feel about anything that I consume, whether
You're
it be
spoiled.
TV... You know, whether it be TV, games, comics, anything, if it does not look good to me visually, I don't care about the content. You won't get me any further than that.
Oh, wow. All right.
Mark's the same way.
Yeah. I think, from what I understand, the reason that the thing is so sparse and intentionally simple is because it's huge.
Yeah, exactly. And it's totally for people who like that. But me, okay, I'm a snob. Okay, there, right. I said it.
Well, let me tell you about some people that aren't snobs.
Send your hate mail to...
Our people that aren't snobs are people that leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes, and I just wanted to mention a couple. We got one from Big P. No, I'm sorry, Big B. Big B, sorry. He says, "The best game podcast. Love the combo of you three. Nicole was a great add-on." I agree. She's like DLC, dude.
She's the best DLC yet,
what else? Oh, we got one from Kamufstafa. Anyway, one of the few podcasts I make a point to listen through in one sitting as soon as it comes up, which isn't easy to do with our long podcast. Funny, entertaining, and informative. Thank you so much, Kamufstafa. Dude, how do you...
Thank you for your difficult name.
These names are impossible to... decipher, but
I wonder about that lots of times. I mean, I never have any trouble picking names and finding names that are available that are at least reasonably easy to use.
Yeah,
but some people seem to have these wild, crazy names? I don't, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
And someone's going to write back and go, well, duh, that dude's name is such and such from this game from 19-02.
Oh, someone hit the microphone with their head. What was that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
That was you?
Bong.
Yeah, my little Murloc hit it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what the hell are we doing now?
I think this is the part of the show where we go use Frog 1, Frog 2, or
Frog 3.
Frog 3.
For code.
Save some money.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
Yeah. Typefrag. Typefrag.com. Let's talk about them. Typefrag gives you savings for using the code SCORE. That's for Ventrilo servers. Vent is great for everything, not just computer games even. You can use it for whatever. So if you need a good communication server for whatever you're doing, guilds, clans, sex talk, smack talk.
Sex talk.
Smack
conferences
talk.
For work, whatever.
Yeah, use them. That's typefrag.com. And again, the code is SCORE. And I think that is going to do it for this episode. Any parting thoughts from the lady in the corner there, Nicole?
Lady.
Hey, hey, lady.
Hey.
You have anything to add?
No, I don't. You can follow me at twitter.com/NicoleSpag.
Perfect. What a great time to do that.
I may have something interesting to say later.
I don't know. We forgot to do all that stuff.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, we did forget it. Twitter and stuff. Oh, and emails and stuff. Okay, let me back up. Podcast at finalscoreshow.com. I was just having so much fun tonight. I forgot all about all the stupid business at the end. Finalscoreshow.com is the website. Twitter is, of course, Nicole Spag. Mission Deep for Brian and Extra Life for me. You can find out stuff that's cool going on in our community by going to the forums link on our site. Again, that's finalscoreshow.com, and there is a lot happening in the video game forum, including talk about when we do these get-togethers and what's going on. So check it out, finalscoreshow.com. And I think the that's
The ending is like a mullet.
It is like a mullet.
Business up front.
Party in the back.
Party in the back.
That's right. Chicken, chicken, where? But that is really going to do it. Brian, any thoughts from you before we leave?
Yeah, yeah. Next week when you're buying GoldenEye, make sure you pick up the Wii version with the Golden Classic Controller.
Yeah.
Controller?
There's probably controller. Controller, dude. I just hope there's no poop on your controller when you buy it.
I'm making no promises.
Dude, I'm telling you, if the glasses have it on there and it's in the bag, everything we get has poo on it.
Everything. If it's plastic, just because wrapped in plastic, people, don't mean it's not a turd inside.
I'm about to eat this handful of candy corn, and I think there's poop in it. But that's because candy corn is put together by people. Poop.
It's held together by a thin layer of people poop.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get at. All right.
And
well,
with
that, I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween. Celebrate safely. Be careful. And don't eat candy with razor blades in it. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, for Nicole, and for all those in the chat room. Thank you guys for being here as well. We will see you next week for episode 29.
Candy apples.
Candy in your corn.
Candy corn.
Hi everyone, I'm Brian Leahy.
And I'm Chris Parker.
And we're both here to tell you about an upcoming charity event sponsored by Window Liquor Records that's going to make all the difference in the world for very sick children via the St. Louis Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. This benefit is a video game Armageddon that's going to raise money to put video games and gaming systems into the hands of sick kids.
A lot of these kids spend 6 months to a year in the hospital getting treated for their illnesses, and the Children's Hospital has a program set in place to give these kids and the families that can't afford it things like Xbox 360s, PS3s, the games to go with it, and the opportunity to forget, even for a little while, that they might have a really long road ahead of them.
Check this out. This is a four-band ska event at Clearwater Theater in West Dundee, Illinois, on December 10th. We're going to have video game competitions all night long, as well as an all-star ska lineup. On the bill, we have Takeouts, Drop Once, Shortstop from Tokyo, and The Invaders.
We're also going to be giving away some serious prizes, such as a StarCraft II Collector's Edition, a World of Warcraft Cataclysm Collector's Edition, and that's just the start.
This event is $8 at the door. The show starts at 7, and it's all ages. And again, all proceeds go directly to the Children's Hospital.
email us at podcast@windowliquorrecords.com if you have any questions about the event or would like to donate to the event because you can't attend.
Help us give to the children what they never thought they would have.
And help us give them their best Christmas yet.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.